The president touched down in the Quad Cities and then flew via helicopter to Galesburg. His motorcade made its way to Knox College shortly before noon, and hundreds of people lined the streets along the airport waiting for the president to pass. Thousands of workers lost their jobs in 2004 when the Maytag plant closed here in Galesburg. City economic officials here acknowledge that Galesburg does have challenges, but say that the city has spent years developing a small business incubator and also helping retain laid-off workers. Officials say that that makes Galesburg a good venue for the president's speech today. City Deputy Mayor Wayne Allen says that security sweeps and preparation for the visit began 2 weeks ago, and the city is also paying overtime for police and volunteers. Two area cafes in Galesburg tell us that they're seeing an increase in customers because of the president's visit, and crowds of people also lined the campus of Knox College, waiting for the president's speech to begin. Reporting from downtown Galesburg, I'm Alex Rusciano.